DeepEnglish.com.
For Jews and Christians, the parable of King Solomon and the baby is a famous one. Is the parable of King Solomon and the baby a famous one? Yes, the parable of King Solomon and the baby is a famous one. Do you know the story of King Solomon and the baby? Two women came to the king fighting over the same baby. Were two men fighting over a baby? No, two men weren't fighting over a baby. Two women were fighting over a baby. They both claimed to be the baby's mother and asked the king to be the judge. What did they ask the king to do? They asked the king to be the judge. What did they both claim? They both claimed to be the baby's mother. Solomon said the only fair thing to do would be to cut the baby in half. What did Solomon say the only fair thing would be? Solomon said the only fair thing to do would be to cut the baby in half. One woman agreed to the plan, but the other refused. Did they both agree? No, they didn't both agree. One woman agreed to the plan, but the other refused. She was horrified at the idea and said she would give the baby to the other woman in order to save the infant's life. Was she horrified? Yes, she was horrified. Did she decide to give the baby to the other woman? Yes, she decided to give the baby to the other woman. The wise King Solomon heard this response and knew that he had found the baby's true mother. Did Solomon know who the true mother was? Yes, Solomon knew who the true mother was. Did the true mother decide to give the baby to the other woman? Yes, the true mother decided to give the baby to the other woman. The parable of Solomon and the baby is a cross-cultural story. What kind of story is it? It is a cross-cultural story. In fact, there is an almost identical Buddhist parable. Is there a similar Buddhist parable? Yes, there is an almost identical Buddhist parable. Before the Buddha became the Buddha, he lived many past lives. Did the Buddha live many past lives? Yes, the Buddha lived many past lives. In one of these past lives, he was a wise sage. Was he once a wise king? No, he wasn't once a wise king. He was once a wise sage. Two women came to the sage arguing over who was the baby's true mother. What were they arguing over? They were arguing over who was the baby's true mother. The sage said the only fair thing to do was to play tug of war. What did the sage say was the only fair thing to do? The sage said the only fair thing was to play tug of war. Who said the fair thing was to play tug of war? The sage said the fair thing to do was to play tug of war. He drew a line on the ground and told one woman to grab the baby's head and the other to grab the baby's feet. Who drew a line on the ground? The sage drew a line on the ground. Did he tell the women to grab the baby's head and feet? Yes, the sage told the women to grab the baby's head and feet. The women were told to pull the baby to their side of the line. What did the sage tell the women to do with the baby? He told the women to pull the baby to their side of the line. The winner would get the baby. Who would get the baby? The winner would get the baby. Of course, the baby screamed out, and of course, the true mother showed her true colors when she gave up her claim on the baby in order to keep the baby from getting hurt. Who showed her true colors? The true mother showed her true colors. Did the true mother give up her claim on the baby? Yes, the true mother gave up her claim on the baby. Both of these parables teach the same lesson that true love means sacrifice. What's the lesson of these parables? The lesson of these parables is that true love means sacrifice. If we truly love someone, we sometimes need to let that person be free. If we truly love someone, what do we sometimes need to do? If we truly love someone, we sometimes need to let that person be free. Unfortunately, real life doesn't always work that way. Does real life always work that way? No, real life doesn't always work that way. In recent news, a German man decided that sacrifice wasn't his thing. What did the German decide? The German man decided that sacrifice wasn't his thing. After breaking up with his wife, he cut all of their possessions in half just to spite her. Did he break up with his wife? Yes, he broke up with his wife. Why did he cut all their possessions in half? He cut all their possessions in half just to spite his wife. 4 dining chairs, a sofa, a car, a computer, and even an iPhone were all cut in half. What did he cut in half? He cut 4 dining chairs, a sofa, a car, a computer, and even an iPhone in half. Thank you for 12 beautiful years, Laura. You've really earned half, he wrote in a message. Who did he write the message to? He wrote the message to his wife, Laura. What did he write? He wrote, "Thank you for 12 beautiful years, Laura. You've really earned half." In English, men sometimes refer to their wives as their better half. In this situation, that's true in more ways than one. How do men sometimes refer to their wives? Men sometimes refer to their wives as their better half. Who do you think is the better half of this married couple?